Lord, at this time we pause intentionally. We place everything else on hold. We ask that you clear away the distractions that loom in our hearts and in our minds. We ask that you free us from the other things that fight for our attention. We ask that you open wide the doors to our heart so that your Holy Spirit can come in and move and guide us. We ask that you bless your word and the reading of your word here now so that it becomes more for us than just words on a page, but it becomes part of your gospel truth. We ask that you bless this time that we have with you in the presence of your Holy Spirit. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Please stand if you are able for the reading of the word. Our scripture this morning comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 18 through 24. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper as his partner." So out of the ground the Lord God formed every animal of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was his name. The man gave names to all the cattle and to the birds of the air and to every animal of the field. But for the man, there was not found a helper as his partner. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed it up in its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. And the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one shall be called woman, for out of man this one was taken. Therefore man leaves his father and mother and clings to his wife, and they become one flesh." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about creation. And we've been talking about what God did when he made the world, what he did when he created other things like Sabbath. We talked about how he reacted after he had made these things. Remember, he created all the plants and the trees and the animals and mankind, and he looked at all his creation, and over again he said, "It was good." That was his refrain, "It was good." And when it was all completed, he said, "It was very good." And then last week we talked about how the day he didn't even create anything, the day he rested, he actually did create the idea of Sabbath, time off. And he called it holy and said that he hallowed it. And in Exodus, in the Ten Commandments, he says, "Remember the Sabbath to keep it holy." So he calls creation good and he calls the Sabbath holy. And we looked at what our response to his reaction should be. And we saw that it is one of stewardship, that we should take it upon ourselves to take care of his creation, but to also take care of ourselves during that time of rest. Now today we talk about something that he said was not good. After he had made everything, after he had taken his day of rest and all of this, he looked down and he said, "It is not good that man should be alone." We need to ask ourselves, why did God think it wasn't good for Adam to be alone? I mean, he existed in this beautiful garden, this utopia-like place. He was provided all these different animals, all these different creatures. He had plenty of food and resources there, and he had open communion with God anytime he wanted, just open fellowship with God, walking and talking in the garden. So why would God look at Adam and say it's not good for this man to be alone? Well, there's a few reasons. First of all, we know now science tells us and psychology tells us that loneliness leads to depression. So physically, it's not good for us to be lonely. But spiritually, it's not good for us to be lonely either, because if loneliness leads to depression, depression usually leads to a low sense of self-worth. And if we have a low sense of self-worth, worth, we are failing to recognize ourselves as part of God's creation that He called good. If God called creation good, then we are contradicting Him when we have a low self-esteem that comes from our loneliness and depression. But why else would it be bad for us? Aside from the spiritual aspect and aside from us not recognizing ourselves as part of God's good creation, why else would it be bad for us to be alone? Well, if we're left to ourselves, a lot of times we become pitiful people, plain and simple. Nobody ever became a better person from being excluded from everyone else. The book of Proverbs says that iron sharpens iron. And we believe that in the church. That's why we depend on each other. We all have different gifts and talents and graces. We also all have our different flaws and weaknesses. But we strengthen each other. We strengthen each other through our fellowship, through our prayers, through talking, through sharing our faith, through our concerns. We grow because we are together. That's why it's important for us to choose our associates wisely, our friends wisely. Because if we choose to be around people who bring us up, it will benefit us. If we choose to be around people who bring us down, we might as well just be all alone. And they say that opposites attract. A lot of times you'll hear that in marriages and in relationships. Opposites attract. And there's some truth to that. When Claire and I first met, I was extremely laid back and nonchalant about a lot of things I probably shouldn't have been. I was laid back to a fault. At the same time, she was one of the more uptight people that I had ever met. But that's good that we found each other because we balance each other out. And throughout our marriage, we've continued to balance each other out. Really, to the point where now, today, you could make an argument that we both exhibit those strengths and those weaknesses. That's what relationships do. They enhance who we are. They help us overcome our weaknesses and develop our strengths. But what else? Why else would loneliness be cause for concern? Why would God look at us and say that this is not good? Well, I think it's because He never intended for us to be alone in the first place. You see, God had all the company of heaven with Him, and He created mankind to be in fellowship with Him. And if God created us in His image, He knew that we were going to be lonely if we didn't have anyone else to fellowship with and anyone to talk with. I don't think that this was a circumstance where God created everything and said it was good, and then later He said, oh, wait, I messed up on something. I should have made somebody else too. I think it was always His intent to create other people for us because we need that. We need relationships. If you've ever seen the movie Castaway with Tom Hanks, he spends 3 hours stranded on this island after his airplane crashes. And while he's there, he has nobody to talk to, and this volleyball washes up on shore. And the brand name is Wilson. It says Wilson on the ball. And he puts a face on it, and he starts talking to it. And he names it Wilson. And Wilson becomes his best friend while he's there on the island. And he talks to it, and he treats it like it's his pet. Later on in the movie, he decides to try to get off the island. He builds this raft. He rows out to sea, and Wilson falls off the raft and is carried away by the waves. And it's a heartbreaking moment. If you're watching it, you can't help but tear up and watch Tom Hanks scream, "Wilson!" And it never crosses your mind as a viewer how ridiculous it is that he is mourning the loss of this volleyball. What it does is it shows us that we don't like to be alone. We need to be heard. We need companionship. Children do this all the time with stuffed animals, with their friends. You think about children. They live in an environment where their parents are there at home and they love them. They're there for them. But children can't really relate to grown-ups the way they can other kids. So when they're at school, they're fine. When they're in daycare or the nursery or whatever, they're fine. But then they come home, and what do? They start talking to their dolls, their stuffed animals. They may even create an imaginary friend. And it's because even at that early age, we all have that need to be in relationship, to talk to other people, to have other people understand us and hear us. We are relational beings. Now, that doesn't mean that time alone is bad. Last week, we talked about Sabbath. We talked about the benefit of getting alone and reflecting, the benefit of getting alone and having personal time with God, just you and Him, how that can benefit us and strengthen us in our spiritual walk. We also talked about how it's good just to collect our own thoughts sometimes, recharge our own batteries. There's a difference in getting alone from time to time to recharge yourself and then just living a life of loneliness and isolation. Now, I don't mean any of this to be a guilt trip, because some of us get lonely through no circumstance of our own. Sometimes we're abandoned. Sometimes we lose a loved one. And these are terrible things that happen, that create loneliness in our lives through no fault of our own. But what I do want us to do is to reflect on how we need relationships in our lives, to view ourselves as relational beings, and to recognize that the friends that we have in our lives, the family members who are present, the church members, how it is all part of God's plan to bring us together in fellowship. Also, it's important for us to recognize this when it comes to the Great Commission. Jesus sent the disciples out just as He ascended into heaven. He said, "Go and make disciples." And in the United Methodist Church, our mission statement is transforming the world by making disciples of Jesus Christ. There is no better way to transform the world. There is no better way to make disciples of Jesus Christ than showing them what healthy, loving community looks like. Showing them what relationships look like that benefit us, that help us, that nurture us and grow us in our spiritual walk. We transform each other. And when the world outside sees that, it's so much more effective than if they just hear lip service. We can hit them over the head with the gospel message all day long, but if they don't see it, if they don't see us living it out in our relationships and our interaction with each other, it's meaningless. Jesus said the two greatest commandments that all the laws and all the prophets hinge on are love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. He put that love of neighbor right there on the same level. Our relationships with each other are not only important for our growth and our development, it's not only important for the other person's growth and their development, but it's part of our testimony. It's part of our witness. That doesn't mean we won't have conflicts, we won't have arguments. Of course we will. Of course there will be groups of people who get mad about this or that, and they react in a certain way. That's part of our human nature too. But if we are in a loving relationship connected by the Holy Spirit, we will work through those. Now, I talked about Tom Hanks on Castaway being on the island. I also heard another story about a man who was on an island, stranded, alone. He had been there for many years, and he built himself a church. When the people came to rescue him one day, they said, "This is a lovely church you've built here. So that's where you worshiped every week?" And he said, "Yes, all by myself, right here in this church, on this island." And I said, "Well, this is nice. What's that building over there?" And he said, "Well, that's where I used to go to church." Even when we're alone, we have those conflicts, those concerns, those disagreements as part of who we are. We will always have issues and conflicts. We will always have disagreements. But we need to take care of ourselves, and we need to take care of each other. These last 2 weeks, we've talked about God's reaction to creation. And then we talked about our reaction to His reaction. We said that the proper response is stewardship. When it comes to our relationships with each other, stewardship is again the proper response. God said it's not good for us to be alone. We have to do our part to love each other, value each other, take care of each other, and pray for each other. We are all in each other's lives for a reason. So let's make the most of it. Let us pray. Lord, we confess that we don't always make the most of the relationships that are around us. We ask that you will open our eyes to that, that you will show us in the coming days how we can value those people in our lives more dearly, and to see them with the vision that you see them with. We ask that we will be a source of strength for other people. We ask that in our time of loneliness, that you will comfort us, that you will speak to us, and that you will place people in our lives that will grow us closer to you and make us more Christ-like in our nature. We ask all this in your holy name. Amen.